my love before time. Lost my love before time. On the way to Ohio. On the way to Ohio.
This song, To Ohio, is pretty indicative of the music the Low Anthem used to make. The group, which formed in 2006, dealt in melancholy tunes with close harmonies and a folksy tinge.
And that was very beautiful music, and we loved doing it, but after touring on the road for 6 years doing that, we really wanted to change.
Jeff Prostowski plays percussion, provides backup vocals for the band, and sound effects as needed. And on the new album, they're needed a lot. Like on this song, Was God Dreamt in Words? Was God Dreamt in Words is one of four mostly instrumental tracks on the album. Lead singer Ben Knox Miller says it speaks to the sometimes difficult task of communicating as you grow up. And he's okay with the fact that some of the songs aren't exactly easy listening.
They're not assembled in a way that's meant to be pretty or provide a resolution at all points.
Miller says the new music is about the confusion that comes with growing older or dealing with trauma. In fact, Island is a concept album about the loss of childhood innocence. When he was young, a friend's house burned down when an air hockey table caught fire. Miller used that scenario as a starting place for the album, as on this song, aptly titled In the Air Hockey Fire.
I don't know what I think since the air hockey fire. Stare in the sink and the green vacant eyes of his house cat. The appliances hum. How the air hockey hum. I miss our old house. Time doesn't seem real as it's passing.
After the fire, the kids' dreams and fantasy worlds just take this dark turn into paranoia and not understanding and a sort of shattering of their sense of reality and their safety as children.
Miller and Prostowski say their own reality was shaken just as they were beginning to record this album back in 2012. They were dropped from their label. They lost their manager.
And some of the band members left as well. And it was just Ben and I, and we said, you know, can we still do this?
Prostowski says he and Miller decided they could. But if all this sounds a little dark, there are still moments of light on the album, including one song which pays homage to former baseball player Ozzie Smith, who famously did backflips on the field. Smith was a childhood hero of Prostowski's. He decided to write the song after a friend mentioned to him that they shared a birthday, December 26th.
So it was like, oh my God, my hero is born on my birthday. I didn't even know. Like, that feeling is what spurned the song.
Prostowski says this album was about patience. Patience to try a new sound and take risks without the backing of a label or management. In the meantime, they opened a concert venue, started a recording studio, and taught themselves how to produce records for other artists as well as themselves. Now, after years at home, they're back on an international tour. But the new album will soon bring the Low Anthem back to Providence. They're working with Trinity Repertory Company to bring Island to the theater stage. The production is slated to premiere next year. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.